So this time of year, I guess it's probably a big toss-up as to who's more anxious, kids that are starting school for the very first time or perhaps their parents. Joining me to have a talk about this and maybe seeing how we could assuage their fears is Mandy Sheehan, lecturer of School of Education from the Edith Cowan University. Mandy, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Mandy, I remember my first days at school. I was extremely anxious. In fact, they literally had to drag me in there kicking and screaming. Why is this? Why was I so anxious about going to school for the first time?
Well, you know, in some ways it's a good thing because you're separating from your parents often for the first time for such a long period and you're going into a very strange environment with new adults. So it's kind of it's a healthy response to this. Yours might have been a little bit more than normal though.
I've been accused of that in my lifetime, yes. But so there's lots of kids who are going to school now. They're a little bit worried. Is it just simply because it's an unknown environment?
Yeah, so most anxiety we look at comes from the feeling of uncertainty. And, you know, as humans, we love things to be completely certain. And so it's a fairly normal response to something that's new to us.
Is it possible that our kids could be feeding off our anxieties as a parent because we're worried that what's going to happen to them at school, even though, you know, it's school and nothing really happens there?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, unfortunately, parents just absolutely love their children and want their world to be quite perfect and certain, and they can start to feel anxious about the experience their child might have in the school, you know, which is perfectly normal, but the research unfortunately shows that that has a really negative impact on the child. And particularly when parents start over-reassuring or starting to talk to the child about possible threats, you know, someone might not like you and these sorts of things. So you need to sort of harness your own anxiety and calm down to ensure that you don't pass that on to your child.
So we need to trust our children to be able to get on with it, just like we all did.
Yes, and it's interesting because during last year through the parent drop-offs in Western Australia, parents weren't allowed to come onto the school grounds. And early childhood teachers were saying that the children were more independent, more confident, more settled. And so children have it within them to cope if we don't cope for them. And it's really hard. It's things like let the child carry their bag, let them sharpen their pencils. They're very good. But, you know, again, it's through love. We want to do things for them. But what we're doing is saying, I'm competent, you're not.
Just backing up there, that's fascinating what you've just said. So essentially, because of the circumstances, we weren't allowed to hover over our children and worry them and just let them get on with it, and they did.
Yeah, so the Primary Principal Association did a survey with the teachers, and the teachers of early childhood were saying it was the best they've ever seen a group of children. But, you know, it's important to have parents in. I think parents should have a role because also parents lose their role at the beginning of the year. And I think that's hard for parents. How do you integrate them and let them be part of it still?
Maybe the answer is to get the kids to sit down with mum and dad and say, listen, mum, dad, I know you're worried about what's going to happen in here, but I'm going to be they're going to look after me. It's going to be okay. You'll go to work. You won't have to worry about it. And then you'll see me in the evening. Is that the approach, perhaps?
Correct. And as a previous teacher, we love your children and we do look after them very well. And so you can trust that the school does have a great environment for them. And if you have concerns, maybe as a parent, go and talk to the school. And, you know, sometimes schools don't, generally they do, but sometimes don't communicate well what's going on. So then, you know, have some confidence and ask the question, why is this happening? They're fine questions to ask.
So I think we've found the resolution today. Mums and dads, when you're dropping your kids off for the very first time, just drop them off at the gate, walk away and go and have a cup of coffee with the other mums and dads and you'll be able to talk your way through that very first day.
Yeah, go find some new friends and find some new hobbies. Your kids will be fine.
Because that's exactly what your kids are doing. Fantastic stuff. Mandy, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat about it this morning.
Thanks. Great to talk to you.